Now, another paper I've been looking at this week is that the international search giant Google has teamed up with the Raspberry Pi Foundation to try and get children learning more about programming in schools. And the problem that both organisations have identified is that whilst using computers is very high up most core curriculums these days, children are learning how to use computers, how to do word processing, make spreadsheets, databases and so on, rather than actually learning how computers work and how they might develop their own software and applications to run on those computers. So to try and solve this problem, about a year ago, it was marked in the news that the Raspberry Pi Foundation was releasing this £30 Raspberry Pi computer that they hoped would be cheap enough to be a present that parents could perhaps give their children, and also be cheap enough that users could be quite adventurous with them and not worry too much about breaking an expensive piece of kit because, well, the most you could lose would be your £30 Raspberry Pi. So the idea is that perhaps school computer clubs could start getting children using these things, getting them programming them, getting them learning the skills that you need to work for technology companies in school rather than having to learn it later. And I think there's been this feeling that there was a golden age about 30 years ago, when I was growing up in the 1980s, actually, when computers were really quite simple. I had a BBC Micro when I was younger.
So did I. Yep, Model B, invented here in Cambridge.
Invented here in Cambridge. And it was great fun because you turned the thing on, you went straight into programming language, and actually even to get it to load a game to play, you had to do some basic programming to tell that
computer.
You had
a cassette player, did you? You load games off cassette?
You had to load it off the cassette. It
took a long time. You had to really like the game. It was 10 minutes, wasn't it, to load it up?
But those machines were so simple that a 15-year-old kid could really understand how they worked and really start to program them quite effectively. But now computers have come on such a long way, they're really complicated beasts that, you know, even most adults don't have the faintest clue how the computers that we use work. So the idea is to try and turn that around and get kids really interacting with computers.
And so by having the resource of Google together with a charitable foundation and a very easy, very cheap to use piece of equipment, then you put those two together and hopefully this will rekindle this programming interest.
That's right. Google have released a tool called Coder. It's actually freely available on the web. So if you're a bit old to be in a school computer club, you can actually download it yourself at home and play with it. And it's designed to help you really easily develop websites with applications on there. And it walks you through the process the real developer would do in a company if they were developing a large-scale website with applications.
So what language is it running then, Dominic? Coded? Do you basically do something simple and graphical and it turns it into back-end code? Is that how it works?
Actually, it's trying to get children to actually write the program code itself using languages called HTML and JavaScript, which is what the web is built on. But there are tutorials in there which have been developed by Google, who are obviously really expert in doing this. And that's teaching kids at this early age these skills that they would need if they want to go into a career doing this.
Why is this any better than going to the bookstore and buying teach yourself JavaScript or whatever in 24 hours? Because there are loads of those sort of almost like self-help books for computer geeks like us out there that you can buy. So why is this better?
I mean, absolutely. That option has always been there, to go out and buy the How to Develop Computer Software for Dummies books that you can buy in the bookstore. But the idea of this is it's something fun. It's something very interactive. It's something you can give to children at quite a young age, get them playing with it. And really quite quickly, they can start to get a reward, seeing that things are coming together. And hopefully they'll be inspired to want to do this for a living.
What do the Raspberry Pi people say about this? Are they seeing that the fact there aren't enough people getting programming is still a problem? Or do they think they are achieving their aim of getting more people programming? Because that was when we had them on this program maybe a year ago when it was launching. And that was, you know, David Braben, one of the people behind it, said here, that's exactly what the aim is. So by tying up with Google, is that because there aren't enough people actually fulfilling the mission of Raspberry Pi?
I think there's a lot of work to do here, and the Raspberry Pi project took off incredibly quickly. They developed the computer. They then thought that they would be developing the software over a period of years to get into schools. It took off so very quickly that they've actually got, I think, a lot of work to do to get this software written for the kids to really have a nice environment they can program in.
Dominic, thank you very much. Now, as always, you can find more information, including the references for the stories we've been discussing here on The Naked Scientist, on our website. That's at nakedscientist.com/news.